We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
The ESPYs were last night. Hello. I didn't even know they were on.
I knew because of the internet chatter. And Mitch had mentioned it yesterday.
I went to Betty Buys early last night. We had thunder and lightning in the area, so the football camp got canceled. You know I'm a football guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I decided, you know what? I got everything ready for the morning. I'm going to get an early start, and I'm going to go to Betty Buys early. Night-night. And I went to Betty Buys.
But doesn't
I totally forgot.
Doesn't a football guy like you say, man, we had a day. We had a gym teacher, Mr. Valtman, and I'll never forget. We were supposed to go run the mile, and it was raining a little bit, and we're all like, no, we're not going outside. Run the mile. And Mr. Valtman's like, that's fine with me. That's just a day you wasted.
Oh, I thought it was a wasted day. But when there's lightning in the area, it's like we can't take them all inside, right. So what are you going to do? When you got well over 100 kids there, you don't have any space, so it's like, well, that's the end of the practice, or that's the end of the possibility of practice here today. So we go all, we'll see you tomorrow.
Classic Valtman, man.
Well, it's just a stupid thing because, none of us.
No, it's a perfect line because it's.
Yeah. Right.
It's going, hey, if you don't want to do it, that's fine. Ravenna's getting better today. That's
right.
Cool.
That was the big coaching thing always. Like, do you think
take
Kirtland.
One off. It's fine.
Do you think Kirtland football, Kenny? Do you think they ran inside and hid and took the day off and their coaches just sat around watching TV and drinking? Or do you think
drinking
Kirtland.
What?
I don't know. I'm just asking. Do you think Kirtland.
Laverty's not doing it.
Do you think Kirtland made the most of yesterday while Streetsboro said, we'll get back to it tomorrow?
We're not the high school team. We're the youth team. I got 5-year olds out there running around.
You think Kirtland's youth team was.
I'm not. Okay.
Running for cover yesterday?
If I put them little boys in harm's way because of lightning strike, and they'd run inside for lightning too. I don't even want to hear it. Don't even start this.
But do you think Kirtland.
Don't even start this.
Do you think Kirtland says, hey, our kids will go out there, we'll deal with the elements no matter what, and we'll be better for it when we're hoisting a state championship in December.
Come September 8th when, Streetsboro doesn't pick up that win and mom and dad want to know why didn't we do it?
Yeah.
You guys wanted to take July 16th off. That's cool.
That's fine.
Nobody wanted to take it off. Everybody thought it was for the safety of the children.
It was
the safety of the children.
I don't know, Owen. Did you not see Kenny doing a rain dance here yesterday?
I absolutely. After the show, we looked at each other. We saw each other right after.
I've never seen him dance like that.
That is not a true
statement. Ever in my career, I've never seen him dance like that.
Listen, you can say a lot of things about me, and I will go along with it. That is not it. That is not true. That is not true.
It was like one of those old choreographed Michael Jackson videos. I mean, he had the whole family doing a dance.
It's rain would not be the issue. The issue was lightning. That is the problem.
A little lightning can harden you up a little bit.
No, a little lightning cannot harden you up any bit. No,
it is the same reason you were over there down at the studio at the end. Thunderstruck came on and you were like, turn it up, brother.
Yeah, no.
We're getting a freebie today.
It's not how it went. But I do that. Like if I shouldn't say this, but I do, because it's like, they're getting older now, my kids, like, we're getting to fifth and sixth grade, so it's like, all right, you can open up the conversation a little bit more. Like, I wasn't saying this when they were in flag football, because that, to me, is psychotic, but, like, you go through a rep, and you're not getting a good knee bend, you're not dropping your hips, and I'll just go, okay, yeah, waste this drill, that'll make me play you, yeah, that'll get you on the field, yeah, waste that drill.
Do you love that you can start to talk like a coach a little more?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be held back.
Yep.
You don't have to be limited on some of the vocabulary, you get a little more colorful.
I don't cuss, still. I don't know, man, I think probably that last game, I'm probably just going to go, you know what? Can't let go of me now. Can't kick me out now. And I might just do that Jason Brown pregame speech from Last Chance U.
Well, every
turn
kid,
my hat backwards and just let them fly.
Well, that's a real inspiration.
And I'm sure you're the same kind. I know you're the same. There comes a day or a time in youth sports when you cannot believe your coach just went there. You're like, whoa, whoa. Like, he's flipped a switch. And you'll remember that. Remember that for the rest of their lives. Because I know you guys remember that you had a coach one day, and whether it was
Youth or high school?
I'm saying youth.
Okay, all right.
Youth, because I remember just baseball. I remember just little league baseball. There was that one day where that coach flipped, and he wasn't your best friend anymore. All of a sudden, it was like
when nine players stop being polite and start getting real.
Yes, yeah. Yes, 100%.
Yes, yes. My situation was like, the ex-wife of the coach showed up. That was a moment. That was an after-school special that day. But no, I had, that was my moment. That was the come to Jesus moment. But yeah, there was lightning out yesterday. We're east of 77. You know, you got to be careful about that stuff. So we missed an opportunity yesterday. We'll hopefully make it up today.
You know what? The lawns needed it, Kenny. The lawns need, at least in my neck of the woods.
Not anymore.
Oh, my lawn needed it.
Not anymore. It's been nonstop, horrific, flash flood warning, rain, garbage.
We have not. We've been dry.
Even this weekend, you look at we see the weather up there. I'm like, I don't know that we're getting any of that. Ken's going to get flooded.
Two different worlds we live in, Ken.
It's unbelievable. And I asked Jen Harcher about it yesterday. I go, hey, should we be under advisement? And she goes, oh, yeah. She goes, you're east of 77. And that is like the line of demarcation there, where it's like once you have a better chance of all of it. I go, that's why we keep getting rained out. We're on the east side. Yeah, yeah, it's bad.
You know what they say about the weather in Cleveland? Don't like the weather in Cleveland, just drive 5 miles.
If you don't like the weather in Cleveland, just send it to Streetsboro.
I've heard that, definitely.
And it'll be there.
Where they're not practicing because of light rain.
It's not. There was lightning, and it was a torrential downpour. But it was the lightning that makes you...
Hugh Jackson had the quarterbacks throwing a wet ball.
Okay, well, hey, you know what? You have Mason go out there during football season in a few years, and you have him go out there in the lightning and see what those parents in Bay Village do.
Kenny, I'm not even allowed...
I'm sure they'll just accept that, yes,
I'm not
psycho.
Even allowed to flip Mason onto a bed if my wife's in the room. Yeah. But when she's away, oh boy, we're roughhousing.
You did the old half-blown-up air mattress and just launch him through the air.
Chucked him in the air. It's cool to see the revolutions as they're falling down.
He lives in Bay Village, but for that moment and that address, it's Suplex City. So, the ESPYs were on last night. I did not even know. Sorry. Had no idea.
What is, because I know they made big waves, because of all the places, Disney went to Shane Gillis, because that's what they know every year they get tagged for being too woke. Too woke. So what did they do? They went with Shane Gillis. So I can only imagine what the reaction was after Shane Gillis. I saw one of the jokes, which we are not going to play, which references a certain Cleveland Browns quarterback we won't be seeing a lot of this year.
So we won't do that one, but what can we play?
Wait a minute.
Is it this one
about this Cleveland Browns quarterback?
No.
Drew Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career, and he almost won the Alamo Bowl. Definitely not nepotism, right? All right.
I like Shane Gillis because I know when to laugh because he does this.
He also fumbles his punchlines.
Shane Gillis.
I do
a whole
too.
Bunch.
I don't know. He might be on like his third or fourth
album. I only saw Beautiful Dogs.
Okay, the first one.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
What I saw was awesome, and the second one I saw was pretty damn good, too. Then I saw him on SNL, and I'm like, he is nervous. He is a professional comedian who is nervous and rattled.
Well, he might be a good writer and everything like that, but that performance, but he might be out of his element there because it's awkward. And I think that's part of what makes you like him is that it's like, all right, that's normal
just
to be that way.
Just a normal guy.
You're not. Like, I watched the Conan O'Brien documentary, and I was like, man, this guy's really putting himself out there. Like, he can be psychotic. Like, there is definite signs of being a sociopath here, which is, I give him credit for putting himself out there. I watched that whole documentary. And then I see like this guy and I go, well, this guy is, it's like, I'm sure he's smarter than we give him credit for, but it's like the funniest guy in your group of friends. That's is what I think has made him very successful.
And likable, yeah.
He comes off like the smartest guy or the funniest guy in your group of friends.
And just in hearing him on podcasts, because Owen, we've listened to a lot of the same podcasts that he's on. You know, people just assume, like, oh, Shane, he's on my team. And Shane's like, get out of here. I'm not doing
that
teams.
He's on any team.
Yeah. He's like, you guys are weird for doing teams. I don't do teams.
I do like it. There was a couple of things that we could we play some of this or
no, what play can some we of it? Play?
Here you go. Talking about the WNBA.
Okay.
4-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players. That's, that's crazy. You clap for that.
That's great.
Audio courtesy of Disney. That was pretty good. That was pretty excellent. Do we need the ESPYs, you asked me?
Right. We have these things called championships and MVPs and All-Stars and All-Pros. We already have those things.
I think we do.
So is this here to just compare all the champions and say, who is the best champion?
I think we do, and I'll tell you why. Because guys like you and me, if we're going to be on, we need content to talk about the next day, and this gives us content to talk about the next day other than made up fake rumors from Las Vegas about the Mavericks and Cavs and the Lakers and LeBron and... I can't even say if they were made up or fake or whatever because it's a world of the NBA, but it's better than is. This is more fun than that, maybe. Is it? Is that more fun than that?
Than the rumor mill?
Maybe. This is just good, solid, funny fun here with that guy. When it comes to the NBA stuff, it's like, well, I mean, who knows? Who really knows what gets in? Then people start getting yelled at. I mean, I was getting texts the other day and I'm going, I don't know. But then you don't know. So can I share something with you guys?
Yeah.
I got to go find it. So you might have to talk amongst yourselves here.
Who ended up winning best team?
Couldn't tell you. I believe it's the Eagles.
Okay. Does it go to the...
I don't know. I watched... Did not watch it last night. I watched the 10 minutes.
I
don't know where this is coming from.
What's that
being played from? The reason I ask is, do they just give it to the team that wins the Super Bowl every year? Does that get best team just because that's the most popular... And the Super Bowl is the most watched, or did they divvy it up from time to time?
Yeah,
I figured Mitch would be all over this.
I can give you that answer, Mitch. If you have that answer, go ahead.
I figured Mitch seems to me to be in the demographic of somebody who not only watches these every year, but then goes, "Oh, back in 2012,
like it has an ESPY party."
Yeah.
So the other day, this would have been Tuesday morning. I get a text from somebody. This is the type of crap you get, right? And you go, okay, whatever. When it comes to like the NFL stuff, usually with NFL, I go, okay, because it's the NFL and not a lot of stuff gets out there that's that crazy. But there's so many things that are just faulty in the NBA during the offseason. You kind of go, whatever. And I get this thing and it says, LeBron James is being traded to the Dallas Mavericks. The deal isn't public yet. No Shams tweet. Jam's tweet. But behind the scenes, it's done. LeBron, AD, Kyrie, the league is about to be flipped upside down. More info soon. Stay locked in. That's a text I get at 10:39 on Tuesday morning.
I saw that. I saw that too earlier in the week.
But is that from a person you trust?
No. Well, the person who sent it to you.
No. Well, yeah. But the person, I go, you don't believe this, do you? Well, yeah. I mean, the person. I go, no, come on. What are you doing?
Well, that's where we're at in the calendar.
That's
busy sports calendar.
That's what we are. It's at the time. It's July 15th. It's a non-busy time in the calendar. Crazy stuff's going to be said. You can say, "Well, there's meetings in Vegas and all this stuff," and people are going to take it because you're at a dearth for anything actually going on in sports. You have the All-Star game, you have Home Run Derby, and then the All-Star game that ends with the Home Run Derby.
I told you,
and then there's the ESPYs.
I went to that Derby party, right? And I'm talking with a bunch of friends, and And it's right around the time. It's right after that kid robs the home run from Junior Caminero, right?
Yeah.
So one of my buddies leans over and he's like, "So what do you guys talk about this time of year?" And I go, "We're definitely going to talk about this kid robbing a home run because it's something right now. Yeah. We're in the dead zone,
it's
right?
The end of the
actual action happening.
Yes.
So then you get people from other stations around the country just making the silliest proposals towards trades and things like that. And this is when you get to put your guys on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Everybody's got their hard hats on right now, and they all have the light on the front of the hard hat, and they're down in the mines mining for the content.
No doubt. This is that time of the year where lazy hosts start comparing the teams in town or even doing quarterback or, dare I say, coaching lists. This is when,
listen, that's exactly why we will spend the next segment breaking down this Shane Gillis joke.
You. Like Ohio State football, who won the national championship but also lost to Michigan. Michigan, who didn't cheat this time, beat him fair and square. Yeah, are we ever going to hold accountable? Yeah, whatever. They're allowed to cheat. No repercussions.
I work my ass off on this coaching list.
Wait, we have a coach's list?
Yes. Oh, wow.
I work my ass
off. Ken Carman has been toiling.
Where is Murray Wormuth on that list?
Drafts. I mean, well, he's dead, so he can't be on the top NFL coaches
list. Where's the dead coaches list?
I made three drafts. I should make a dead coaches list.
Where's the biographies I spent a summer reading?
I should.
And then every year when one, unfortunately passes, we can be sad about it and go, but we have the list.
Oh, yeah, Adam. Yep.
That's a sad thing about it.
Say, is he ahead of this guy or behind this guy?
We could do a yay boo. Ooh, he's dead. So yay, Kenny's got a list.
I do have the 25 returning coaches. I have two that are not eligible because they've already been coaches before. And then I have five new coaches that I took out of there because I can't rank them among the top 32 and they've never been head coaches before. So I can't put Liam Cohen in there and say, oh, this guy's going to suck up the room. I know his opening press conference was a little bit odd.
You judge the press conference.
Yeah, all you do is judge a press conference and that's nothing.
Like Sirianni.
Sirianni has won a Super Bowl. Dan Campbell's been to an NFC championship game and his opening press conference was something out of WCW in 1991. Like there was.
All right, give us a little tease. Give us dead last on your list right now.
Out of the 25 returning,
yes.
Brian Callahan.
Whoa.
Did not see that.
Wow. I bet you could have. No, you wouldn't have because you wouldn't even remember that Brian Callahan's a head coach in the NFL.
We only know because we lost his dad in the whole thing.
You had a better chance to name Tommy Callahan than you did Brian Callahan as returning head coaches in the NFL.
And when I say we lost his dad, we didn't mean we're adding him to the dead list.
No, Bill Callahan's still with us. Very much alive. Bill Callahan's still with us.
He's on the I don't want to coach in Cleveland anymore list.
Oh, come on.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.